what do you think you would identify as the key creative challenge of making Parramatta Girl?
I think just not making it a litany of miserable suffering, distilling with integrity the spirit of those women, which is, like I say, very, very funny, but also very painful. Perversely, also not lightening it too much, not making it too palatable, not doing what Marlene said, which is looking away from the horror and the utter shattering of lives. And that's why I included a character who died, because there were plenty of people who didn't make it through, not just in the homes, but later especially, who took their own lives. And, you know, honouring the horror of that without sort of merely making it this kind of catalogue of horrors, which I think would have actually not been as theatrically effective, you know, because audiences become very indifferent after a while. And I was really keen not to play on that in the piece. There was a lot of suggestion of violence. You know, I wasn't flinching. I wasn't looking away from the horror. But I just don't think there's any reason to glorify it. And I also think that makes it about the perpetrator. You know, then you make a play about the perpetrators and their victims. And these women were so far from victims. You know, I just wanted to show the damage and the effect of what had happened. So the creative challenge for this play really was to not just make it a litany of horrors that had happened in the past, to show what the effect was on them and their survival and their community now.